There we go. Right, could I just ask you to confirm your full name and date and place of birth, please?
It's Paul Jones. 30th of the 8th, 1964.
Right, thank you. And when did you first come to work at the depot?
I came to work for Cambridge City Council in 1980. I had been working here for 3 years previous while I was, instead of wasting my school holidays, I used to come work on the council here with Graham and Roy Lovins. And I used to come and do the mayor's receptions, all the flower stuff. I used to help in the propagation centre. And in them days, for health and safety, they used to give me a mower and tell me to go and cut cherry knoll. So,
how old were you then?
I was 12, 12, 13 I was working then. So.
And so that you learnt
yeah.
about the work by doing it from an early age then?
Yeah, and Graham just sort of said, when you're 16, come and see me, I'll give you a job. So I was 16 on Saturday. I turned up Monday morning and I said, I come for a job, Graham. and we started then.
And what do you remember about that first day?
I was sent out on a van, and one of the blokes is still here now. So who is like on the driver of the truck is Brian Crowe, and he's still here now. So yeah.
So when you say you were sent out on a van, what were you actually doing that day?
Churchyards in town centres. We used to cut the grass, flower beds, shrub beds, road islands, and we used to take flowers. Change around into old offices, like when we used to have Kett House, all that. We used to go and replenish the plants in the offices.
Yeah, fantastic. And so that was how you started. And did you say you were working from here then, or Cherry Hinton Hall? Yeah. And so when did you? How long were you at Cherry Hinton Hall?
Cherry Hinton Hall probably 20 years. Right. And then before Graham left, we shut the propagation centre. And then we got moved up to here.
Right. And what was the difference between working based here from being out at Cherry Hinton Hall?
Well, Cherry Hinton Hall, it was mainly all grounds maintenance. Once we came up to here, we was then sort of integrated into like road sweepers, dustmen, and sort of the window factory was open then. So we sort of integrated with everybody else. It was a bit different.
Yeah. So explain the difference between what was a working day like over at Cherry Hinton Hall. How did you get to work? What did you do?
I used bikes. I live on Mill Road, so coming here was a sort of short journey by about 5 minutes. It's different coming, because we're so used to Cherry Hinton Hall, and it's like a park, and having to come into here. And
how many of you were there over at Cherry Hinton Hall?
When I started, there was 181 staff in grounds maintenance. When we come down to here, we dwindled down to about 70, and now we've gone down to about 30. So
who do you count? What sorts of jobs are included here now in grounds maintenance and parks?
Well,
and just whatever.
All highways, shrubs and grass. All housing, shrubs and grass. We also do void gardens. We work for building maintenance. We've just given up the Sems and Cremes. We had been maintaining them, but they've sort of now gone their own way, and they want to sort of take it on. But we sort of do a bit of everything. We help John downstairs. John will call up and ask us to clear bin cupboards so his men can get the bins out. So we work across the board, really. I mean, in the winter time, my boys, instead of just leafing, they actually go and clear properties when somebody's passed away or been evicted.
So it's a very varied job, and every week different, every day different, or do you have set things around the year? You just said about the winter time. So.
Well, summertime, it's April to end of September, we grass cut, and then from then on we go leafing, but then it's shrub reduction, so we sort of use winter time to catch up on a lot of the parks. Because at the moment all we're doing is cutting staff, and it's money saving, so we have to sort of do more work in the winter to try and help get through the summer.
And what more things were you doing back at the Cherry Hinton Hall days? What was the difference then in the kind of quantity and the type of work you did?
Before we had all the schools contracts. We used to do all the schools. We had all sort of different contracts. My old boss used to go out as far as places like Foxton, doing all the bowling greens out in villages. And we sort of lost a lot of the contracts, or they sort of give them up because they said it weren't cost effective. So, but then in those days it was a bottomless pit of money in the council, whereas now it's tight.
Yeah, so you do that the area you cover is smaller,
yeah,
and you've got fewer people now. But what would you say that was the thing that you, of all the work you do, what do you think has the greatest impact on the community in Cambridge? What would residents notice about what you, your specific types of work?
I actually think in what we do, in my sort of, my team, is grass cutting. And if we don't cut the grass, they moan. I think they got used to this 16 cuts a year and looking pristine. And we can always, we pride ourselves actually, you can always look with when we come to the boundary of Cambridge, because you go from short grass to goes to long. And shrubs as well, I mean, we do a lot of old people's homes, and if it comes above the windows, they don't like, they can't see out. So it's all sort of that which really impacts.
Yeah, and do you do, in terms of planting, do you still do a lot of planting?
Yes, we do some contracts, and it's gone down. I mean, we'd probably spend 2-3 months in the winter time sort of planting projects, but they're sort of getting fewer and far between because it's all on cost.
Yeah, now. And how do you get the plants now? Because you were saying about closing the propagation and stuff.
But bedding plants we now buy from Cranbrook in Somersham. He's got the contract. And shrubs and all that, we used to use Scottsdales, but now they're expensive, so we go out to Coles in Norwich.
Oh, wow, quite a long way. Yeah. And tell me about the vehicles and the kit you use. How many, what sort of stuff have you got?
I have seven ride-on mowers, 3 tractors. We've sort of different accessories going on the back, toppers for the big fields like where we sort of look after the cows, fine grass, and we still do sports markings like football, cricket, lacrosse, American football, all sort of, and I feel I've got a fleet of 18 vans as well.
And do the drivers, do the workers take those home? Do they live here?
No, we leave them all here. The only people who take the van home are the Pinder, who are on call for a case of emergency for the cattle.
Right. And have you had any of those?
Yes,
we have. What sort of thing? Give me an example of emergencies.
We probably have 70 called outs a year. Yeah, I mean, most of them are cows either getting out or getting into the river. Because they're not the cleverest animals. They go down for a drink, and then the one behind pushes the one in front into the water.
How do you go about getting them out?
Oh, they actually get in. The staff have life suits, which we've got, and all the vans of the Pinder boys have their suits. They get in, cow around the neck, and out it comes. So they seal him up and pull him out. Fire brigade sometimes assist, but yeah, they do that. I mean, we do get some silly call outs, like when a RSPCA person called us out a couple of weeks ago saying the cow's dead. So we got there and it's asleep. And you think, this is your RSPCA. Kieran went there, give it a little prod, and he jumped and ran off. You think, it's asleep.
And what other sorts of, are there any other sort of dangerous aspects to the work? Are there other sorts of things you have to be aware of, health and safety and special training and that sort of thing?
Well, they're trained in sort of a cattle husbandry, and it is a fact, more people die from being killed by cows every year than do shark attacks. So nobody thinks sharks are dangerous, but it's cows. So yeah, they are all trained, and they have a refresher every 2 years over at Longstanton with the bloke who puts his cows on our land. So.
Excellent. And what about less emergency things? What sorts of things? How do you find out what jobs need doing? Is there a system that you...
Yeah, we've got a contender system. Most of our sort of, it comes through either housing or the general public phone up. You know, just phone through the help desk, and you know, you get sort of things with some people. We get a lot of like dead animals. We have to remove cats, and sometimes it's just people assisting. You know, they drop their keys down drains. We have to go lift the drain covers up and find the hoop and try and get this. House keys out the drain. How they do it, I don't know, but they do. They drop them down there.
And what's the difference between you and the city rangers? How does that work? Because they do quite a lot of sort of on the ground stuff, don't they?
Yeah,
like
city rangers do the small tasks. It's jobs which take 5 or 10 minutes. They anything bigger, they sort of ask us if we can assist. But they pick up more for residents.
where ours is sort of set work. I mean, we've got every shrub bed you see near enough out there in the city is ours, and every lump of grass is ours. We're there sort of help more with residents sort of in their own private gardens.
But you said you also do like void,
yep,
garden clearance and that sort of thing. So how much time do you think, you know, roughly you spend out, as it were, in the city, and how much in housing?
We try to use the garden clears in the summertime. We have to get the boys to come in on Saturdays on overtime because we haven't got the scope in the week. In the wintertime, when all my grass cutters come off the mowers, we have a lot more scope to sort of do that sort of work, and that's why we help go into voids, and then we help sort of like Don's team out in street sweeping by doing their voids. I set two people apart who all they do is garden clears and voids all week, and they sort of enjoy the change of work.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna go back again now to when you started to talk about the people you work with. Are there any particular characters you remember, people who showed you the ropes, just memories of people who helped you in work or the opposite?
there's a few. When I first started, because my stepdad used to work here, so that was why I used to come in the summertime, so he brought me in. But there's a few. There's Richard Gillings, who's just retired. It's like took me under his wing a bit and sort of taught you a bit of it. There was, when I went into the glasshouse, I think his surname was Balaam, Ken Balaam. And he's sort of teaching me all the sort of bed now, because I had to go to college once a week. But it's really, and my old boss was good, Steve Robbins, who was really, he's the one who sort of pushed me that way to sort of go and sort of head towards more management sort of. You know, I was quite happy just bowling along being an operative. And it was when Steve left, he'd sort of made me up to like a leading hand sort of, and then he got made redundant, and he said to the next boss, who was Dave Coventry, and Dave come in, he sort of said, Dave, you know, this is the one, and Dave then really pushed me up to where I am now. So,
and you enjoy, which do you, now looking back, which do you enjoy more, do you like doing?
I enjoy being on the tools more, yeah. Yeah, just coming in, doing the job and going home, not having to worry about it, yeah. Which is, you know, managing is stressful. It's, you know, you've got 28 staff all with their problems, they bring them in, and you think, shouldn't bring what, you know, but they do.
Well, and presumably teams spend quite a lot of time together, so they all get to know each other and you do share things like that.
Yeah, but they're all different, you can't. You know, I know this thing about treating everybody the same, but they're all different. And the way you speak to one person is not the way you can speak to the other. I mean, it's that knack of knowing which ones.
Yeah,
but you get to learn.
And quite. And on this site, again, we're trying to gather as many memories of how the site has changed physically and with the stuff that goes on here. So how much of your time now do you actually spend on site as opposed to out?
I probably spend 90% of my time in here now. Yeah, I don't get out that much.
But have you seen the changes and what it's like to work here? What sorts of things
have changed? I can remember the first time I ever came in Mill Road Yard, there was a canteen at the top where they'd done hot food. And we never had nothing like that down at Cherington, and you're thinking. And then they had another office where you used to go and get your wages when you worked up here, because in them days you just paid cash. But when we moved up here, there was now it's a car park, it was an old block of offices, and we used to share it with county highways. So it was like Evan Lachlan and that, they used to be based up here. So we used to share with them, Terry Radcliffe.
And those buildings are gone. That's where the car park is now.
Yeah, it's sort of like where our vans are gone now. We had an office there, and then they moved out there. They knocked that down, and we went up to the far end, and slowly, every like 2 years, we've moved office, and we're nearly out the back gate now. So,
the back here somewhere.
Yeah, we're in the, what was the old printing office?
Yes, they're right there. Yeah, we started near the back gate. Yeah,
and then we went there, and then we went there, and we have used every bit.
Yeah. So as you moved up, what was moving out?
See, help desk used to be here.
Yeah.
So we used to share with them.
Right.
Now they got moved down to Mill Road, and then down to
Mandela House.
Mandela House. Yep. So they all went. And then Alistair Wilson's sort of had a team here.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got moved there, and then Alistair Wilson's team moved out. Some, and I think building maintenance moved in, and it's just been everybody's changed. And,
yeah.
And then when the printing shop, then we went upstairs. We had a horrible little room up there, which is now the green room. That was, and like sloping roofs. And but then that went, built the printing office went, and we ended up in there. So we moved every. So we started. Where would it? We started here.
Right.
So that's
next to the salt bar, yeah, yep. Where the parking is now.
Yeah, and then went there.
And all the way up the old coach houses.
Yes.
Modern bits, yeah. Because I've been hearing about wood shops and paint shops in there, but is that before your time?
Yes, before my time.
Yes, that's what I'd have thought. Yeah, yeah. Been hearing all sorts of that. And what's it like as a community of people here to work? Do you see each other a lot? You've got the new canter. New canteen, it's not that new now.
No.
But, you know, is it a sociable place to work?
Yes, it's still that little difference between you got grounds maintenance, you got dustmen, you got build maintenance, and they all still sit in their little groups, and there's always that little bit, you know. I mean, Don's not moaning about the dustmen because when they go down the road, they drop all the stuff out of the bins and they don't pick it up, and there's always going to be a bit of conflict. But, you know, mostly they get on. There's not too many arguments and that, but mostly.
And do you come together with any groups or sort of associations that you get together? I mean, nothing like that. About the union, is that something that links people?
Very little. Very little. Mm. I mean, we sort of get together once a month at the end. Last Friday in every month now, we could sort of, like my team, we go out and play foot golf and all that together, and just sort of a little bit of bonding. Take the mickey out of each other. So they get the chance to sort of have a go at the boss, don't they? When he's not in the office. Yeah, but yeah, so me and Don sort of, none of his staff come, but mine do.
And what about, talking about what's a good day at the office for you look like? I mean, what are the aspects of the job that you get most satisfaction out of at the moment?
Good day is... A good day is when everybody turns up. It's, that's a good day. But no, there is satisfaction. It's like if you go into an estate and you're sort of, we have a blitz and you tidy it up and you can see the difference it makes. Bedding out, it's like Christ pieces. You sort of go in there, it's like a blank. And then in 2 days, you've changed it. And like you do all the Rhode Islands around Cambridge. So we do. If you're ever helping out sort of people in need, we do some work for South Cams where we go into hoarders' houses, and you sort of go in and these people are sort of like they're begging for help, but they want help, but they don't want to sort of ask for it. So you go in and you sort of help, and they leave. And when you leave, they're sort of all a bit sort of emotional, which they do get. And we've had, you know, we helped a woman who broke her back on Ward Road. And she couldn't move nothing, so we cleared it, and she couldn't get around the house. And it's just like little channels she walked through. And when you left, you know, she was sort of crying, and you know, oh, thank you. But that's, you know, you think you've done something good.
And what about a bad day at the office? What you know, what are the frustrations?
Staff when they don't look. Recently, we had a few tools nicked off the back, and you know they're lying to you when they go. They were locked, and you think they weren't. You know, they've left them on the ground. I do get frustrated when they lose stuff, and you know they're lying, but you can't prove it. And that does frustrate me. I think, just be honest. I mean, you know, I've got a couple of sort of getting a bit older now, and it's not, they have got sort of conditions, and you sort of leave, retire before you know, I'm sort of looking at one now, it's a bit of confidential, but his sort of memory's going, his heart's going, and you're thinking, he's 64. Yeah, four.
That's the tough bit of a manager.
Yeah,
the tough bit, yeah.
Yeah, because like you're referring to occupational health, and they're going, I'm all right, and you're thinking, well, you're not. And recently, with what happened in Glasgow, you've got to be.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And, you know, I do like to get out. I get frustrated the whole day in the office, and it's... I like to get out. I mean, I go out every day when I get home running. So that's how I see the city. And they actually joke about it. They go, oh God, which way are you running tonight? Because if I go south, they all go, the people who work in the south go, oh God, we're going to get a pile of work in the morning. If I go north, it's the other one. So
you get in the next morning and send
out. Yeah, oh yeah, I'm running around thinking, oh, I've seen that. And yeah, so yeah. Then I'll get home, I'll try and write it down before I forget.
And have you got a favourite bit of the city? Just to be in, or to that you're proud of because you're associated with it, or just a favourite bit?
I think there's a difference between north and south of the city. I think the north, the staff in the north maintain it better than the staff in the south. And there's a thing of saying the north is meant to be the rougher side. But it looks better. I always think the grass looks nicer, shrub beds are cut better. Because we used to be in sections, we used to be north and south. And staff eyes sort of got were, I think we're better than the staff which we had in the south. And but there is always a difference. And you know, good understanding with housing at north, we used to always have this open door policy with Andrew. My staff could walk in there, go and use the canteen, they've got a little restroom upstairs, go and make a cup of tea and all that stuff, as long as they didn't take the mickey too much about it, but he didn't mind. Whereas south, you have to, they won't even give you the code to go through to use the toilet, so which we're trying to break that one down now, but they're still been a little bit resistant.
So where's the north? Where do you, when you talk about north-south bases, where are they?
North, we use the river as a cut-off. So Arbury, Chester and Newnham's north, and south is Thorpe and Cheerington, sort of going around that way to Trumpington.
And do you have, basically when you say about going and using the restrooms and things, where are they based?
In the house and offices, they used to let us use. Otherwise, most of my staff use Meadow Centre over the north. So, yeah, but there's nothing like that in South Meadow Centre. So they come back to the canteen.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, I think I've asked all the things I wanted to ask you. Is there anything else that you wanted to say about working here or the depot or your job that I haven't covered? That's
no,
important?
No, I like working here. Yeah. Yeah, I've always been here 34 years, haven't I? So. but no, it is all right. I mean, you know, but you build that sort of a camaraderie up over years with building maintenance. So we do a lot of work for them now, and housing, we're sort of working hard with the south now to try and get them on board, which is working. We are getting there.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Well, I'll turn this off now. I need to do some.